You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman is reporting Hillary Clinton will sign copies of her new book in Rhinebeck in December. Clinton will be at Oblong Books on December 7th, beginning at 7 p.m., the store announced Monday, August 28th. Tickets will be required for admission. The cost of admission will include a copy of What Happened, Clinton's account of her losing presidential bid. The book is scheduled for release September 12th by Simon & Schuster. Quote, "We are incredibly honored that Hillary will be coming to Oblong to celebrate the release of her new memoir," the store's co-owners, father and daughter Dick and Susanna Hermans, said in a prepared statement. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting 11 American Red Cross volunteers from communities in eastern New York were sent to Texas Sunday, August 27th, to aid in the Hurricane Harvey relief effort. The volunteers from communities in 24 New York counties have joined others from all over the country to provide safe shelter and comfort to hundreds of thousands of people impacted by Harvey, the Red Cross, according to the Red Cross. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union, Governor Andrew Cuomo this weekend sent more than 100 New York Air National Guard personnel, as well as aircraft and vessels to Texas and Louisiana to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts. Emergency personnel and equipment from the Guard's 106th Rescue Wing were deployed from Long Island to Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. Chris Bragg is reporting in Capital Confidential. A state Supreme Court justice in Albany ruled last week that New York Senate Republicans must comply with subpoenas issued by the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel looking into potential violations of state election law. The Senate GOP has been ordered to comply with the subpoenas within 45 days. The subpoenas were issued by the Office of State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel Risa Sugarman. Sugarman's unit is seeking information about spending from the state Senate GOP's campaign committee and housekeeping accounts. Under the law, use of this housekeeping account is limited to party-building efforts. It is not supposed to be used to help individual Senate GOP candidates, but Sugarman's unit argues it was used to benefit individuals running in 2016. Spokesman Scott Reif said the Senate Republicans are reviewing the decision and intend to explore all options. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Producer and director Douglas C. Williams recently completed filming his second feature-length film, Being, in his hometown of Durham. Quote, "Filming here was a complete and utter success," Williams said. He shot the science fiction movie about a group of people who discover something in a barn they cannot fully understand on location at Sutton Farm and at Durham Elementary School. Williams grew up in Durham and attended Durham Elementary and Caro Durham High School. His uncle owns Sutton Farm. Williams expects the film to be released next summer. He expressed gratitude for the support he received from his hometown. Quote, "What it comes down to is we are blown away by all the doors that were open to us," he said. Quote, "The movie looks like $1 million, and so we are grateful," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.